Well, why don't we go ahead and start? Welcome to Coffee and Devotions. It's good to have you tonight. This is where every day we get together, we get into God's Word, and we grow in our love for the Lord together. And this year, 2021, we'll make it through all the wisdom literature. Well, we're at Psalm 45 and 46. Why don't we go ahead and pray, and we'll get into God's Word. Father, we thank you for your Word, and we thank you for the blessing it is to know of your love for your bride. And we also thank you that in the trials and turmoil of life, that Jesus Christ is our rock, that you are our fortress, and we can have comfort and strength in you. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, why don't we go ahead and turn into our Bibles today, Psalm 45. To the chief musician, set to the lilies, a contemplation of the songs of the sons of Korah, a song of love. My heart is overflowing with a good theme. I recite my composition concerning the king. My tongue is the pen of a ready writer. You are fairer than the sons of men. Grace is poured upon your lips. Therefore, God has blessed you forever. Gird up your sword upon your thigh, O mighty one, with your glory and your majesty. And in your majesty, ride prosperously because of truth, humility, and righteousness. And your right hand shall teach your awesome things. Your arrows are sharp in the heart of the king's enemies. The peoples fall under you. This is speaking of the great mighty warrior king God himself. Your throne, O God, is forever and ever. What a blessing that is, isn't it? That God's throne is eternal, established forever. A scepter of righteousness is a scepter of your kingdom. You love righteousness and hate wickedness. Therefore, God, your God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness more than your companions. All your garments are scented with myrrh and aloes of cassia. Out of the ivory palaces by which they have made you glad. King's daughters are among your honorable women. At your right hand stands the queen in gold of Ophir. Listen, O daughter, consider and incline your ear. Forget your own people also and your father's house, so the king will greatly desire your beauty, because he is your Lord. Worship him, and the daughter of Tyre will come with a gift. The rich among the people will seek your favor. The royal daughter is all glorious with her palace. Her clothing is woven with gold. She shall be brought to the king in robes of many colors. The virgins, her companions who follow her, shall be brought to you. With gladness and rejoicing they shall be brought. They shall enter the king's palace. Instead of your father shall be your sons, whom you shall make princes in all the earth. I will make your name to be remembered in all generations. Therefore, the people will praise you forever and ever. What a beautiful psalm this is of the royal marriage between the king and the queen. But what a beautiful picture it is also when we remember that God is the king in this picture. And we know from the book of Ephesians that it is the bride of Christ, who God has adorned with majesty and beauty, that he loves his bride. He cares for his church. He loves his people. Well, and then Psalm 46, the chief musician, a psalm of the sons of Korah, a song for Alamoth. God is our refuge and our strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, even though the earth be moved, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though its waters roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with its swelling. There is a river whose streams still make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her just at the break of dawn. The nations raged. The kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice. The earth melts. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Come, Behold the works of the Lord, who has made desolations in the earth. He makes wars to cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and cuts the spear in two. He burns the chariot in fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. What a great strength that is for us, isn't it? As the waves crash upon us, as the turmoil of this world swirls around us, as we find ourselves in the midst of chaos and of trouble, we have a rock, and his name is Jesus Christ. We have a fortress that God has established for us in Jesus Christ. And even though the cacophony of this world might drone and fill our ears, we can be quiet. We can be still and know that the Lord is God, the God of the hosts, Adonai Sabaoth, God of armies, is for us. And if God is for us, who could be against us? What a great comfort this is for us. Let's pray. Father, we thank you that we have comfort in you. We thank you that you are our strength, that you are our king, that you are our husband. Lord, we pray that you would give us a good night's sleep tonight, that we might rest in you, that you would give us peace and comfort. In Jesus' name, amen. May the Lord bless you today, and I'll see you tomorrow. Bye.